You're listening to the official Ankeny Community School District podcast, We Are Ankeny, where we're sparking conversations about all things Ankeny schools. In Ankeny schools, fostering a sense of community and providing a platform for student voices to be heard is crucial. We are in the third year of inviting students, one from each high school, to participate as student school board representatives. They help strengthen the communication between Ankeny's Board of Education and the student body we serve. Students also have an opportunity to serve their student body on the student council. Today we have Megan Rembert. Megan is a senior at Ankeny High School and an Ankeny Student Board of Education representative. She wants to ensure current and future students have the same experiences she's had during her time in Ankeny schools. Next is Kalyani Bhatt. Kalyani is a sophomore at Centennial High School. She serves as a Student Board of Education representative and is also on the Centennial Student Council. Her leadership journey is driven by a desire to advocate for the student body. What excites her most about her roles in connecting with a diverse group of students and perspectives? Representing the entire student body accurately is essential. Finally, we have Maya Moran. Maya is currently on the student council at Centennial High School and a current student intern in the communications department here in Ankeny schools. Maya's leadership journey is inspired from wanting to leave behind a better place than when she arrived. Ladies, welcome. I'm very excited to have all three of you here. I think that I can just be quiet and have all of you just do all the talking for us for this podcast. But I am going to start us off with a question, and it's to all of you. And Maya, I'm going to start, since you're to my left, I'm going to start with you. And so the first question is, how did you hear about the student leadership position that you're currently are serving in as our intern in the communications department?
Okay, well, that's a really good question. It started when I was in school to work, and I had one of my teachers, Kevin Andrews, told me about this position, and I was a little apprehensive at first. I was like, I don't know, because that seems very, very adult, and I was very scared to start that. But I just kind of took that leap, and I did a full formal interview process online, and now I'm here, and it's been great so far.
That's great. And then what kind of work do they have you doing in the communications department?
Oh, goodness. So many things so far. This podcast is one of them. I've been given so many opportunities to take photos at different schools, creating like banners for LinkedIn, and just really kind of widening my scope of creativity.
So you're responsible for the banners on my LinkedIn account?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Hey.
Kalyani, how about you?
Yeah, so I was a freshman, a junior mentor in violence prevention last year. And so they sent us kind of an application. Hey, this is an opportunity that's available. Anyone who's interested, let me know. So I applied. I did not think that I was going to get it at all because I was one of the younger ones and it was voting in, but I thought it'd be a fun, you know, experience. And if I did, then it'd be so incredible. And I got to, so that's kind of how I made it here.
So has it been fun?
Absolutely. I definitely have learned a lot about the behind the scenes process of a lot of our, like what it takes to get things approved.
So I'm sure some of our listeners are asking, what's fun about attending a board meeting?
I think it was definitely a bit of a learning curve because one meeting can go for 10 minutes and then it can go for 2 hours. But I think that it's really interesting to see the topics because the agenda is open to the public. So we always know the agenda, but where the meeting actually goes is really up for interpretation. It changes every week, every other week. So I think that that's really interesting for me just to see how things turn out from what's planned to what actually happens.
Absolutely. Megan, how about you?
I think I was a sophomore when you first started doing this, and I saw like the first person that did, and I was like, oh, that would be a cool opportunity. But I was like, I just don't think I have time. And that was like always my excuse, is like, I don't think I had time. But finally this year I felt like I was able to like want to make that jump. And last year, the student board rep from last year, I always saw her emails being sent out, especially about like the late start Wednesday. So then that was really like the communication that she had with our school, kind of wanted, I wanted to be in that same position and be able to advocate advocate for our student voice, and I had never been to a school board meeting before this, so I wanted to just really learn about it. And yeah, like, I have learned so much about what they are.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so you had talked about the previous representative from your school emailing out questions to students about things that are occurring at the school board meeting.
Yeah.
And so what was appealing about that, both Kalani and Megan?
I think it was appealing being able to just like have, being able to make like your voice heard, because like I would have never been able to, I didn't even know that we were going to like get rid of Late Start Wednesdays until she sent that out. So being able to know what's happening was also a good thing for me, and just to have my voice and say what I like about it, that kind of stuff. And I think she also sent one about like Hawk Time, about that's like our version of like seminar. So getting able to like have a voice in that, when it is like what its name was. So that was good too.
Kalyani?
Yeah, I would agree. Last year though, I was at Northview, and so we didn't get as much interaction with our student board rep, which is something we're hoping to kind of evolve over time to get out to our other schools. But my first experience is when I met the past student representative, who is Taylor Bennett. And so she kind of explained to me the roles, and she described some of the difficulties she'd had with the Late Start Wednesdays. So I thought it was a challenging role, but it was one that was definitely meaningful and that our students are invested in when they know about.
Absolutely. What's been your interaction with student board reps?
Oh, wow. Well, I was actually friends with Taylor Bennett, she's really sweet, and I would see her communications, and I just thought that was a really great position to be in, and just being a leader in our community and seeing somebody in your own school, I think, is really important, because it kind of makes it hit closer to home, and it's like, they're doing some really awesome things.
So a lot of things are said about school board members, the superintendent. And so, you know, what was surprising to you, Kalyani and Megan, about when you attended school board meetings? What was surprising about the school board members that and how they interacted with you, one another?
I think I didn't have really a preconceived notion of any of them, but they're just very nice people. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as you walk in, it's like a very friendly atmosphere. And I remember the first meeting, Megan actually had a volleyball game. I was really nervous. But when I walked in, they were all very sweet. They've all continued to be very sweet and very encouraging of this role.
Good.
Mm-hmm. They really want to know about you, like not just your position, but who you are outside of it. So all the interests, I've had them ask me about like my extracurriculars, everything. And I feel like being in like the election of the school boards really was an interesting thing and eye-opening to really get to know them, because like you're seeing their views, like all their things. And we had like experiences with multiple different board members because they switched during our term. So I think that was really interesting and a unique opportunity that I'm kind of glad we were able to be in the election and see how this election process works.
Right.
And it's definitely a unique experience. So.
Yeah. So what was the best advice that you received about being a student school board rep, Kalyani?
I would say probably just listening to our students. I think being in this role means you definitely have to be involved with a variety of activities. You have to know about them so that you can better advocate for different interest groups at our school. So I think being open to listening to all sides and kind of putting aside your own identity in a way and what you think about a certain topic and just pushing forward what the majority of the student body wants.
So it's really not about Kalyani's opinion.
Yeah.
It's about you taking in feedback from the student body and being the representative for your student body at the board table.
Absolutely.
Megan, how about you?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Like, I need to take into account not just my opinion, because everyone else is going to have different opinions. Everyone has had different things that impact their opinion. So just being able to take in all these different opinions and be able to communicate them with the board is really what will make you a successful student board representative.
Absolutely. Maya, so you are on the student council. And so can you tell our audience, you know, what your goals and objectives are for being a centennial on the student council?
Yeah. So this is actually my first year on student council, but I learned pretty quickly that our goal is overall to make students feel extremely welcomed in the schools and involved. That's been a main thing through various different activities. We really strive to make it a fun, welcoming environment, so then all students are excited to go to school and, you know, just feel like they have a community there.
And I would say, I don't know who's running your student council Instagram page, but you guys are doing a good job, so keep it up.
Thank you.
Like, you guys are always, like, documenting all the events that are happening, and I don't even go to Centennial, and I know what's happening, so keep it up with that.
Yeah, that's been a main point for us, just kind of getting on social media and showing what's going on in our schools, and I think it gets the incoming students really excited about events and football themes and just all the fun things we have going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so all three of you in the bios that I read before we started talked about making your school, making your district better by the time you leave. And so why is that? You know, what makes you want to make your school better? And then what does that look like by the time you graduate? Megan, you'll be graduating this year, so
yes.
You know, what do you want for the future of Ankeny and then, you know, your school?
I just think that the students are the future, and they're really the ones that are going to be impacting it the most, and the decisions that the school board makes ultimately impact them. So having that say, I think I want to be able to encourage that student voice in the future. That would really be something that's important, and leaving behind that impact of just getting out, having your voice heard, being able to make an impact in both your school and your community. Like, so many times I would see something that I like thought could be changed but never said anything, and if no one says anything, nothing's ever going to get changed. So just being able to be confident and say what you think is something that's important to me.
Kalyani?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree full-heartedly with that. I think something else for me is I've had a lot of good experiences in the Ankeny Community School District, and then there's also been difficult times in the Ankeny Community School District. And I think that a lot of students could probably say something similar, and I would like to continue the good things and maybe work on the things that need fixing. But I think that we definitely have the tools to do it and the people who are willing to do it. I think just giving them that opportunity is what I'm looking for.
Maya?
I would say those are really good points for all of you guys. I would definitely say that for me, it's really important. I want to make sure that every student leaves high school and just the community school district feeling good about their experience and feeling connected in some way. Just, you know, graduating pretty soon, I think it's really important that they can always know that their high school experience was a good one.
And so, Megan, you talked about the importance of students, and, you know, this is their district. And so I have five children, three in the district, and they don't always listen to me, right? And,
yeah.
And so as a senior, what advice would you give educators about what they should know about today's student and what they need and what kind of supports they need to be the most successful they can be while they're in Ankeny Community School District?
I would say just having that open line of communication is a really good thing. So being able to listen to what they say, and even if it's not something that a teacher would agree with, just taking it into and really thinking about it, not just automatically thinking, oh, like not taking it into consideration. But so when they're able to trust you and be able to come to you and talk to you about these things, I feel like that really benefits. So being able to have that open line of communication, trust, really benefits students.
Kalyani?
Yeah, I would full-heartedly agree. I think that whenever I've had good experiences with teachers, it's because there's been an open line of communication and a teacher is willing to listen. And I think something that's really important is that everyone learns differently. Everyone succeeds differently.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't always teach everyone in the same way. And I think that teachers taking the time to maybe understand where a student's coming from is really goes a long way in the long run.
Right. Because I think I overheard you saying that you just took a very challenging French test,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So learning in different ways, you know, we need to make sure that everyone is able to be successful in that those challenging exams. Maya, how about you?
I would say judging off of my family, I learn in different ways than my siblings do. And I think it's really important that as Ankeny Schools, we provide different ways that those students can succeed no matter how they learn and their learning style. So
when you ladies hear the word post-secondary, the words post-secondary success, what does that actually mean to you? Because for me, as a lifelong educator, that has a particular meaning for me, and I'm doing certain things in the district to help students around post-secondary planning. But when students hear that, especially in high school and maybe even in middle school, what does post-secondary planning, post-secondary success mean to you? I'm going to start with you, Kellyanne.
I think as a sophomore, we definitely get a lot of those talks. And it's, for me, it means college and it means graduate school and a career after that. But it's different for everyone, really. And I think that maybe that kind of goes into the idea that people learn differently. I think that we're doing a better job of showing that there's multiple options outside of college. But I do know that there's still students that aren't going to consider college and maybe need some more support in figuring out what that is.
Okay.
And I totally agree, because there's so many different paths for people. And I feel like Ankeny, as like a whole, being a senior, has shown us that there's trade school and they're setting us up for success in the future. Having all those DMAT classes available to get some sort of college education now and kind of figure out what you want. So I feel like that's really been a good thing. Mm-hmm. And post-secondary success really just means to me like being set up for success wherever you choose to go. And it's not just like college. And I feel like that's something a good thing a lot of people forget about.
I would definitely agree with that. I think just being involved in the Orbis programs and school to work has been really important for me. And just realizing that college isn't the only path that there is out there. And you really have to kind of look at who you are as a person to see where you'd best fit in the future. And for me, that means that's the post-secondary success definition for me, just kind of taking your skills in high school and throughout your time here and kind of moving on in the future wherever you choose to go.
And so for our parents listening that may have children in elementary or middle school or even high school, you know, what advice would you give them when they're thinking about how to support their children around this idea of post-secondary planning? And so, you know, we have many different pathways, as all three of you have talked about. So we have college, 4-year college, we have 2-year, we have the trades, we have military, we have going straight into work. And so what advice would, as high school students, you know, what advice would you give those parents that are that have students in younger grades that they want to support them really well, and how to do that as they, you know, move through our school district?
I would say just allowing them to explore their interests, explore what they want to do, and not like putting any pressure on them to go down a certain path. So just allowing them to see what they want to do, because an elementary schooler might think they want to do something elementary and completely change. So, and that's totally okay. So just being able to have that flexibility and just let them know, like, this is the time to figure out what you want to do. You don't need to know what you want to do right now. And that's totally okay. That's exactly what like high school is. It's going to prepare you and give you all these opportunities to figure out what you want to do. So don't like feel like you need to like be stuck in a box right now. Be able to explore what you want.
Yeah, I would agree full-heartedly. I would also say that maybe exploring a little bit with your kids. I think that today's workforce is very different than what the workforce looked at for our parents. And I think that as students are continuing to evolve and figuring out what the future looks for them, parents should also be in the know of what could it look like and being open to possible career paths that weren't necessarily there when they were in school. And I think that I've always found success with my parents when we're able to figure it out together and work through it together, like with class planning or extracurriculars, just being supportive of your child's interests, I would say.
Kellyanne, did you just call me old? Maya, how about you?
I would say that Kellyanne's point about support is really important. I think it's really important to push your kids in a way that isn't necessarily pushing them towards a specific path, but just pushing them to explore and really try new things, and don't get into things and think that a door is closed for you. Mm. Like, leave the doors open, and if they close naturally, then, you know, you decide that's not your path. Like, I went on a lot of job shadows this year, and that was definitely very helpful for me, because you figure out what you don't want and what you do and where you fit.
Maya, do you mind sharing your story about your Orbis experience and your school to work, as far as, you know, you had an idea of what you wanted to do and then you ended up someplace else? Could you share with our audience?
Yeah, definitely. So I started in school to work this semester of my senior year thinking, hey, maybe this will help me figure out a major. And I went on different job shadows with HR and I was pretty set on that. And I was like, this is the one. This I'm going to do this. And let's just say that didn't end up happening. And I found this internship and now I'm thinking more along the paths of marketing and communications. And just, I figured out that I really love the creative side of myself. And that was something that I would not be able to figure out if it wasn't through experience. Yeah. I think firsthand experience and talking to people that know their stuff is really important.
So what I hear the three of you saying for educators and then for parents, the more experiences that we can provide our students to identify their pathway, it makes it a little bit easier for them to identify what they may want to do, you know, when they graduate.
And I would say for educators, just like my most impactful teachers, like challenged me to think outside of the box, and they challenged me to, because like I never thought I was good at math. So like a teacher challenging me, pushing me into it. So I'm not like automatically thinking, oh, I would never do anything like math, computer science, anything that. Mm-hmm. So just kind of pushing the students and challenging them to think outside of what they think they're good at is something that's good as well.
Okay. Absolutely. And it kind of goes into the idea of like tailoring your teaching to how someone learns. I think that when teachers are able to identify maybe where a student is struggling and maybe why they're struggling, they're able to better shepherd them along that path.
Maya, you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I've had a lot of great teachers that kind of fit to like my learning style. I definitely learned through experience. Okay. And, you know, it's hard for me to sit in a classroom and just kind of soak all of the information up. And I want to be up and doing. And I think that providing those experiences for students are really important.
So Kalyani and Megan, we're halfway through the school year. It's almost time for the school year to end. In your current tenure as student school board reps, you know, what do you want to accomplish by the end of the school year?
Well, I think we've talked about having another like presentation to the board about gathering more feedback. There's a lot that can change within students. New things that they want to see improvements on can pop up throughout the year, because we did one at the beginning of the year. So I think doing another one would be a good thing. So we can just like talk about to with the board about Ankeny.
I would agree. And I think kind of, I don't know if it's a really a school goal, but ours is to really develop the role of student board rep. Like Megan said, it's a fairly new role. And so Dr. York and I have been working on trying to make it a more streamlined process so that we don't have to maybe schedule one or two presentations during a year. We could have set times and students are more actively involved, because it is incredibly interesting to watch the board meetings. But our job is to, you know, give some input. And I think that figuring out more ways that we can better facilitate that and have and get a better idea of what our students think in a way that consistently happen and grow throughout the time of this role is really important to us.
And so Maya, you're in our, internship with our communications department here in the district. You know, what's the plan around projects that you've been assigned? You know, what are you going to accomplish by the end of your internship?
So the goal here of what I'm trying to accomplish is kind of getting students more involved. That's at least the goal I've set for myself. Really reaching out on social media and kind of bridging the gap between the district office and teachers and students. I think that's really important, because it just makes things seem more approachable and just as a collective makes Ankeny schools just more welcoming.
Okay. Kalyani, can you talk to me about why student leadership is so important?
Oh, goodness. Yes. I mean, I think that, you know, our schools are meant to educate our students, and that they can't do that unless the students are giving their input. It's pretty simple. I think that whenever students are involved in decision-making processes, whenever they're able to plan events for fellow peers, things go smoother and students are more open to them. One example is one big thing for student council is OTP. We plan OTP and we know how much students love it. So we're able to plan the activities and make it in a pretty accessible way to our students so that they can enjoy that homecoming week. And there's a sense of unity at Centennial.
Megan?
Yeah, and I would say just like being in a leadership role is really preparing students for their futures. Mm-hmm. Being on the board has really taught me a lot. My leadership role in the community organization you know about, Inc. Teacher Give Back, has taught me so much. And it's always like funny when I'll go into an elementary and they'll be like, oh, this is, I thought this was like a middle-aged man or something doing this. And I'm like, no, it's like a student. So like, I feel like it's always a shock, and I wish it wasn't a shock, you know, like that a student is actually doing this. So just having more of those experiences where students are able to give back to their community, have those leadership opportunities is something that I want to continue to see, and it's a good thing.
Maya, why do you think student leadership is so important?
I would say it's really important because you're getting actual authentic voices from students, and it just makes it, like, hearing from these lovely ladies across from me is just really, I think, helpful for a lot of students, because I think they hear those voices and are more inclined to listen at times. And like they're saying about board meetings, if they're there, you know, I'd probably tune in, you know?
Yeah, and but, so my friends have tuned in to watch me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Just getting involved with the student body, I think, is really important.
Well, that's good to know that students will tune in if we have students in the board meeting. That's good.
Yeah, maybe we could have like a nice little halftime show or something. Right. Like a little brief intermission. Communications, can we work on that, please?
That's right. That's right. So, as student board reps, Kayani and Megan, what advice would you give our future sophomores coming into Ankeny and Centennial about potentially pursuing this role, and then our rising juniors and seniors for next year? What advice would you give them?
Probably do your homework before the board meetings.
For sure.
But I would say that really be consistent with when you're meeting with students. I know that because our presentations haven't always been at certain set times, that we've had to maybe speed up our conversations with students or quickly cram in like a class visit. But I think that if whoever is coming in, if they have more of a routine, and hopefully we'll be able to help streamline that process by the end, if they have a consistency with their students, it's going to be easier to make inputs on the fly.
I would say just having an open mind. It's definitely a new experience. So just take it all in, learn so much about like how board meetings work. Mm-hmm. That's really something that a lot of students don't get to experience. So learning about that, having an open mind when you're going to talking with students, learning about different like opinions, and kind of like really listen what they're saying. Because even if opinion is different than yours, it might change your opinion and you might learn some new things. And so just having that open mind is a good thing for people that are wanting to pursue this.
Absolutely.
And Maya, as a student board rep, a student council rep.
Yeah.
We don't have three yet. As a student council rep, what advice would you give students that may be thinking about student council for next year?
Well, in short, I would say definitely do it. Make that jump, because I was thinking about it my senior year and I was just like, oh, I don't know if I'm fit for a leadership role. But honestly, you really don't know until you're in that position. And it might be something that you learn so much from and you grow from. And that's kind of what we're looking for with experiences.
Yeah. And so for parents that have students that assume these leadership roles on the board or in their schools, what advice would you give parents around how they can better support their children, their child that is on the board next year?
I mean, my mom supports me by making dinner before the meeting, so I'm not scrambling, but in like an actual sense, just like be interested, like ask questions, mm-hmm. like they're probably gonna learn something else, and just take an interest, because this is definitely a cool opportunity. So just make your child like feel valued that they're doing this, and celebrate that they're like taking this, because it's like taking a leap is a good thing. So celebrate.
Yeah, I would agree. I think in my personal experience, my parents are pretty good about telling me when to maybe take a step back, because we definitely, in student council or student board reps, we have a lot of pressure and responsibilities. And sometimes that means that you're struggling at certain points. So I think that this is advice, I guess, for students as leaders as well, that sometimes you have to take a step back in order to move forward. Mm. And I think that parents understanding that and supporting their students is really important.
Mm-hmm. Student council parents?
Oh, yeah. I would say definitely push your child to be involved. That's yeah. the biggest thing. And, you know, there's so many different opportunities and projects. Just kind of really go into it full force and take it into stride and just see what you can make of it and how much change that you can make.
That's great. And so I have one more question for all three of you. I'm going to start with Kalyani. Since you're one of our underclassmen, what are you looking forward to going into next year?
I would say that as a sophomore at Centennial, it's really your first year. It's kind of like being a freshman all over again. So I think as a junior, you're kind of acclimated to the environment and to our tradition. So junior year is really when you get to celebrate it without feeling wistful in senior year. Yeah. So I'm excited with that. I'm also excited to, you know, our student council is continuing to evolve. A lot of our leadership organizations are continuing to evolve. So continuing to be a part of that process is really exciting to me.
And so, Maya, as a senior, you'll be leaving us. I'll be shaking your hand pretty soon, crossing the stage. And so, what are you looking forward to next year? And then, you know, what are your post-secondary plans?
Yeah, I do not have it all figured out yet, unfortunately.
and that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
the goal, I think, of this internship is to figure out exactly what I want to do and it's completely fine not to know, and I'm just kind of looking forward to new experiences in the next upcoming year and, you know, stepping into adulthood and really just seeing what I can do out in the world.
Okay. Megan, what are your plans?
Well, I'm still waiting to hear back from a lot of colleges, so okay. I'm just in the waiting game. 14 to be exact. That was no...
Wow.
Yeah, that was hard. But definitely, I think I want to study something around public policy, and being on the board has really opened this door for me. I would have never... I was like, business. Okay, this is what I want to do. But then being on the board really showed me, and specifically educational public policy, because I feel like there's a lot that can be improved nationwide in education, and I just want to be able to do that on a nationwide legislative scale. So either educational public policy or nutritional public policy.
But. And so to Megan and Maya, good luck. Going into next year, going into, as Maya put it, adulthood, and pursuing your dreams. And then Kalyani, I look forward to seeing what you're going to be doing in your junior year at Centennial. But to all three of you, I want to say thank you for stepping up and assuming leadership roles in our school district. I'm very proud to have all three of you in our district as students. Your contributions are just greatly appreciated. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And so thank you to our audience for joining us on We Are Ankeny. Remember to click the subscribe button whenever you listen to your podcast so you never miss a new show.
Like and comment.
We Are Ankeny.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Ankeny podcast, the official podcast of Ankeny Community Schools.